This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, Power Hour Nation. I am Mary Ellen Moore, and I am sitting in today for Daniel Brigman. I will be your host for the next couple of hours, and I'm really excited to be here. There's so much going on right now in the world and in our country, and boy, I don't know where to start, but I will start by saying we have an incredible guest today. He just happens to be my business partner, Chris Emery of Free Mind Films. He is producer and executive producer and wears many hats, and he's going to be here to talk about our first film, which I was not a part of at that time, but it's very timely in that next week is the 23rd anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. And I got to thinking that we have a whole generation now, practically, of, you know, a possibility of people who don't really know much about it. So Chris is going to come on and review Oklahoma City, the incident for us, and also give us a teaser at some new information that's being going to be uncovered next week in relation to some of the people that we were not told were actually involved in the bombing situation. So we'll get to him at the bottom of the first hour, but in the meantime, we've got a lot of things happening right now that I'd like to talk about. I've been, as everyone else has, I'm sure, been monitoring this situation where we could be going to war pretty soon. And, you know, I've been monitoring the internet and publications and everything to find out who is really talking about what is really going on with the Syrian situation in Russia. And I have did a show with Janice Kortkamp, who spends a lot of time on the ground in Syria, and we did a whole show on Syria and Bashar al-Assad and how we are possibly being lied to about everything. So I want to go ahead and talk a little bit about who these journalists are that are telling the truth. And monitoring the internet, I found people like Nigel Farage, Sarah Palin, Alex Jones, and the great Tucker Carlson, and also Michael Savage, who are among the few people who are actually telling the truth about what's going on. There are not very many people who are daring to speak, and if you browse around the internet and also CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox News, you're going to be hearing the war drums banging. And I don't know about you, but it really gets me upset, because we've got only these few journalists and talk show hosts in their field with a lucid moment who even understand the constant peppering by the neocons and the chicken hawks, who are oh so anxious and excited to send other people's children into illegal or manufactured wars over what I call their bankrupt ideology of greed and chaos cloaked in the American flag. The neocon establishment makes up both sides of our shadow government, as I'm sure most of you listeners know, that have co-opted our president, and they're so afraid of the truth. It's really nice to see there are some journalists out there who are brave enough to speak up against the neoconservative war agenda and these chicken hawks, warmongering. What does Michael Savage call them? Oh, yeah, couch generals. I love that, couch generals. It's the usual suspects. You've got Lindsey Graham and Michael Bolton, the walrus, and you've got the, you know, not Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney, but those types are all surrounding President Trump now, including General McMaster, who, of course, is not with him anymore, but was Council on Foreign Relations. So I just ask you guys to think about, really, if we do start launching missiles, who benefits from this? Certainly not the middle class of the United States, and certainly not the Syrian people, who, by the way, the greater majority thinks very highly of their President Assad, who not only protects Christians and is an Alawite, but he is very loved by his people, according to my Syrian friends and people I know who've spent a lot of time in Syria. And I'm not saying he's a great guy. I'm sure, like all other leaders, there's corruption, there's whatever. But we must remind ourselves that Syria is a sovereign state with a democratically elected leader. So what happens if we, what happens when we do this and we create not only more refugees, but complete chaos in the Middle East? And we know that worked out so well with Libya and Iraq, and, oh, yeah, don't forget Afghanistan. So I'm not really quite sure where we're going with this, but I, for one, am of the belief that this was a false flag attack, that President Assad, who I'm sure heard President Trump say, you know what, I'm going to pull our troops out of Syria. Well, I know there's an element out there who doesn't want us to pull our troops out of Syria, but I can't picture President Assad and his palace over there going, you know what, I think I'll just go gas some kids, especially since he has three kids and he's a doctor. I do not find this believable. There would be no reason for him to do this. It would be complete insanity, especially since he invited Russia in to help the real Syrian army to get rid of ISIS. And I noticed Donald Trump is taking a lot of credit for that. And I'm not sure that we had as much to do with it as the Russians and the Syrian army and Syrian military. But, you know, I think we have to look back at history, and they've used so many things to get us involved in these wars. And I like to go back, really, I mean, you really could go back all the way to Nero. That's the first one I ever learned about, was the burning of Rome and the blaming of the Christians. And then you've got, you know, things like Hitler burning his own Reichstag building, and that caused the buildup in Germany to what ended up being World War II. And him being elected as leader and became very powerful because of that. And they blamed some anarchist, some poor guy that was Polish, I think, if my memory serves me correctly. But we're kind of in a Cuban Missile Crisis right now, and we're all kind of sitting on the edge. If we can get our heads around what a nuclear war or what even a heavy tactical war with Russia and Syria would be like, and we'd be entrenched there forever. But I think, I'm hoping, I know you listeners are not as wrapped up with Stormy Daniels as a lot of the country is, and I'm kind of hoping, because I've talked to a lot of people saying, what do you think? I mean, is Stormy Daniels tops on your list? I mean, do we really care about something that the peccadilloes of Donald Trump from 11, 12, 13 years ago? I mean, I happen to think that there's, you know, a lot of presidents have had immorality in their lives, but this didn't happen while he was in office. But anyway, I mean, let's look at history for a second here. You know, we've got to go back in time. And our third film, Shadow Ring, is about this very subject, is the false flag wars. We had, you know, the USS Maine that was sitting in Havana Harbor. And what actually happened was was a huge boiler explosion, and a lot of naval personnel were killed, and it was conveniently blamed on Spain. And the newspapers, the media ran with it to get people all whipped up for war, to get us into Cuba and fighting against Spain, because we wanted control of the sugar industry. Our corporations wanted control of the sugar industry, and that was kind of the beginning of watching how the corporations can buy Congress. They can buy the senators, and they can buy the congresspeople. So, you know, it was probably very early K Street back then. Then you had the Lusitania, which Woodrow Wilson ran on no more war, and or we're not going to send our young men into war. And, of course, the Lusitania ship was loaded with munitions, and Germany warned us, and they blew it up. And that was one of the precursors that helped us get involved, and thank God we got involved at the very, very end of that war. Then you had Pearl Harbor. We go into quite a bit of detail in our film about this, thanks to the great research of James Perloff. But, you know, we'd broken Code Purple, and it's a situation where it's not so much a false flag in that it didn't happen. It did happen, but we allowed it to happen. And again, cui bono, who benefits? It was the pretext to get us involved in World War II because most of the American people, like 80%, did not want us involved in another foreign war, and rightly so. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't have gotten involved, and, you know, maybe things would have turned out differently, but, you know, the American people were very isolationist at the time, and you had voices like Charles Lindbergh and other people really speaking out against us getting involved. And, of course, we didn't know a lot during the 30s about what was really going on over there. But the Pearl Harbor was the best excuse ever to get involved. And then we have Vietnam. We can talk about Korea, but Vietnam is very blatant. And we have a whole Vietnam section in the film Shadow Ring about the Gulf of Tonkin situation. We have actual footage of Admiral Stockdale talking about flying and saying the Gulf of Tonkin never happened. And, in fact, the Gulf of Tonkin resolution was written about 2 months or so before the so-called incident happened. And so that was the pretext to ramp up the Vietnam War and get us seriously involved. And, you know, President Kennedy really didn't want to get us involved, but by the time LBJ took over, they were, again, looking at excuses. I highly recommend Shadow Ring because it really goes into a lot of the history of this. But, again, another false flag of wars. Over 58,000 lives lost, and that was just the American military. Okay, not to mention, you know, probably a couple million Vietnamese were killed, and a lot of them innocent civilians. And what did we accomplish by that? What was the end game, and what did we get out of that? And we go to weapons of mass destruction for Iraq. So many people were warning us, no WMD. And, of course, Saddam Hussein was an asset of the United States all during those 80s years when we were fighting our proxy war against Russia with the Iran-Iraq thing. And, you know, we have these secular governments in the Middle East that were so eager to topple. And they are the only thing that has been, you know, has made the Middle East stable. And you can call them thugs, you can call them murderers, you can call them whatever you want. But some of that stuff was none of our business. But, you know, I can't help but think that a lot of these wars are to keep the world safe for Halliburton, Goldman Sachs, Exxon, Raytheon, and even Israel to some extent. So, you know, I think we have to decide who and what we're willing to sacrifice for the so-called American cause. It's very dangerous business we're involved in, and I hope Donald Trump is playing some kind of chess game that we're not aware of and that he has no intention of going to war with Russia and Syria. Looks like we're getting ready to go to break here, and we'll see you after this 4-minute break. Thank you very much.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown owned small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Power Hour Nation. This is Mary Ellen Moore. I'm sitting in today for Daniel Brigman, and we're getting ready for our guest, Chris Emery, who is my partner in Freemind Films. He is the president and producer and executive producer and wears many, many hats. So he'll be with us in a few minutes here. But I want to tell you a little bit about his background. I mean, he's had an amazing career, and he's worked in television and radio for about 37 years. And for 8 years, he managed a successful business as a freelance sports photographer with NCAA and the NFL. He's been a model. He's been an actor in regional and national commercials, and then he's also had some small roles in television and films. He co-hosted the acclaimed internet radio show Radio Free Oklahoma for 3 years before working full-time in film production and business management. And his interest in film production, where I think he really found his footing, was film production and investigative journalism a few years ago when he discovered a consistent pattern of deception contained within the U.S. government's official narratives of the shootout at Ruby Ridge, the Waco massacre, the World Trade Center attacks, the Oklahoma City bombing, the U.S. Navy's so accidental shooting of TWA 800 and the 9/11 attacks. So he's an incredible researcher. He does, I know this for a firsthand fact, he's amazing at how much he delves into things. He continues to give presentations throughout the U.S. and radio interviews worldwide regarding the documented links between the Oklahoma City bombing and the 9/11 attacks and other domestic and foreign false flag terrorist cases. He co-founded the Oklahoma City-based Freemind Films, LLC, in 2010, where he works full-time as a producer, and he's the vice president of marketing and distribution. And I've learned so much from him, and I can't recommend our three films enough, and I'm not trying to sell our films in the sense of making money, because we do not make much of a profit on them at all. We want the truth to get out there, and we want to just make enough money to keep the lights on and everything. But the first film was A Noble Lie. That's what we're going to be doing our show about here today. And that was the Oklahoma City bombing, of course. And our second film was called State of Mind, The Psychology of Control. And I highly recommend this, especially for your older children, because this is a film that talks about how we are all being manipulated through propaganda, product placement, through the education system, through commercials, through movies, through everything, how through subliminal and even overt placement, we are actually being manipulated, our brains. And I think with what you've seen go on with Facebook and social media, it really has come to fruition. But it's an excellent film if you want a whole explanation on that. And our third film, of course, is I referred to in the last segment what I talked about, Shadow Ring, which is the whole history of the Council on Foreign Relations and most of the false flag wars we've had here in the United States, and how we are lied into war, and how it's kind of the slow creep of the police state and losing our freedoms, and how everything's, you know, embedded in the media and Hollywood. So they're all three kind of related. But the important thing to know is that none of these films are done from a conservative or liberal, or I should say Democrat or Republican perspective. We tend to produce films from a truth perspective. And that's where we are at with the Oklahoma City bombing and the stuff we want to present to you, because it's hard for me to believe it's been 23 years, but you have to think that everything that has happened since then with the World Trade Center, both of those incidents, and you know, all the little things where the terrorists were blaming the terrorists and the boogeyman, we've had more loss of freedoms in the last 20 years than I think we had in our first 200 years. So, you know, keep this in mind when you watch these things happen. You always have to not only ask yourself who benefits, but watch how our freedoms are slowly eroded away with gun control and our loss of liberty. We're losing even health freedom in this country. You know, they talk about single payer. Well, if we had single payer, would we have health freedom? Would we be forced to be vaccinated? Would we be forced to take certain prescription drugs that we are opposed to? Would we eventually have forced abortions? So I think these are questions that we have to ask ourselves as our freedom is incrementally, like the frog in the boiling pot, they're incrementally done away with. So we're going to be going to break here, and it's going to be about a 5-minute break, and then we will be back with Chris Emery and a whole review and some new information on A Noble Lie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Power Hour. Again, this is Mary Ellen Moore, guest hosting today, and we have Chris Emery on the line, I hope.
Hi, Mary Ellen. Yes, this is Chris.
Oh, boy. Just, I don't know if you were listening in, but I've already given your introduction, and I'm very excited to actually, I've always wanted to interview you. So,
well, I've always wanted to interview you, and I mean that sincerely. I hear you are doing a good bang-up job there, and it's an honor to be on the show.
Well, you know, again, and we're another situation here that's teleprompter free. So, you know, some of it is, it's kind of interesting, but we
as Joyce Riley always said, we're all about the truth. So that's what we're hoping to accomplish here. But I kind of talked a little bit about our three films and your role in all of this, but I'd love for you to personally give a little bit of your background, how the whole, not only the film, but how your whole interest in the Oklahoma City bombing came to be and how all this came to fruition. Because I think, being it was 23 years ago, there may have been people that were born in the early 90s now who are just coming of age who really don't know much about this.
Okay. Well, as you and I have talked about in the past, off air, I was actually not the least bit interested in the case. In fact, I believed the official narrative just like everybody else and had no reason not to. And I was living in Austin, Texas at the time. But when it happened in 1995, and I had moved to Dallas-Fort Worth to work on some film projects in a small production studio there, doing biographical documentaries. So long story short, I had the opportunity to work on research for the downing of Flight TWA 800. And again, you and I talked about that in another conversation. After 2.5 years of research on that case, I had a family member that was threatened with their job because it was getting too close to the truth. And anyway, long story short, I was asked to step down from that case by higher ups at the TWA Employees Union. And it was pretty disturbing to get approached by a company that I didn't work for, number one, and then they're threatening the job of a loved one, which was really completely over the top. But, you know, it was what it was. So I wanted to take the high road, and I made a smart decision to pass along my information on that case to James Sanders, who did a wonderful job making two documentaries telling the truth about what really happened. Long story short, about three and a half weeks after that, I get an email out of the blue from a would end up being a very trusted and good friend in the media business who lived in Fort Worth. And he said, look, I've got this raw footage from the Oklahoma City case. And back then, they had what they call three-quarter-inch wide Betamasters, the studios would use to tape their newscasts or anything coming live over the satellite feed. And he was able to get copies from a gentleman that used to work for, I believe it was an NBC affiliate in Oklahoma City, just shy of 3 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes of raw footage that was never run up the flagpole, as they say. It was fed on satellite uplink to, you know, CNN and ABC and all the flagship stations, New York and Atlanta and so forth in L.A. But they didn't have enough time to vet this footage. It was literally being streamed live from the Oklahoma City bombing, the crime scene. So, as you can imagine, I mean, you get the higher-ups of the networks, and it's like, wow, there's no way we're going to show this. It was too graphic. And I'm not going to get into details. You and I had talked about this off-air, but there was footage that was completely inappropriate to show on live coverage of the case. Had the walking wounded and so forth, and a lot of graphic things that I was even shocked to see. Anyway, after I walked out of Jerry's house, I agreed to meet with him for 45 minutes. I left there nearly 4 hours later, and I was shocked what I saw. And the reason being is that what I saw on that unedited footage, it wasn't even remotely close to the official narrative. We were seeing multiple explosions being pulled out of the building. The severity of the injuries and the severity of the damage to the building and surrounding buildings, there's no way that would even support the official story or even fit in remotely into the official story. So I walked out of that house and I thought, wow, there's an opportunity to do something right, not only as a filmmaker, but for the people that passed on and the loved ones that lost a lot of people. So that was in, let me see here, it was in, I believe, in 2000, late 2000, and then I eventually made my way to Oklahoma City in 2003 after making several round trips from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex up to Oklahoma City. It's about a 3.5-hour drive one way, and I said, there's no way I could continue this. And then went to moved to New Mexico on a one-year hiatus just to put together ideas in the film, live in the mountains, just kind of clear my head, and then hit the ground running 4 days after New Year's on January of 2003 and never looked back. So that's how I kind of got started in the project.
And the film was released in 2010, is that correct?
2011. It took us,
11.
Well, it was about,
sorry,
yeah, about eight and a half years to get it out. It was December 4, 2011. And, again, and I think I've shared this with you off off air, but we just wanted to break even on the film. We put a lot of effort, you know, sweat equity and of course, financial. Nobody wanted to fund the film. It was too controversial. Not that we set out to make it controversial, but the very fact that we wanted to drill down deep, be as objective and academic and professional and respectful as we can. Nothing political. This isn't Democrat. It's not Republican. It's, you know, there was no conspiratorial stuff. Our rule of thumb, there were three things. One, number one, was to be respectful to the victims, family members, and survivors above all. Number two, to not double but triple check all of the facts that we had in that film. And number three, when we released it, to, again, maintain our professionalism and do the best we could to get the film out. And I think we achieved all three of those goals.
Well, yes. And, you know, I think the story of the making of the film and also what exactly happened on that day and some of the theories of, you know, I always ask, and I did earlier in the show, you know, when these things happen, you know, and if you have the conspiratorial view of history or you're a conspiracy analyst, you always kind of ask who benefits and what are some of the things that have, you know, come about because of incidents like this, like loss of freedom, perhaps, and the NDAA and the Patriot Act. All these events seem to whittle away at our freedoms. So, and I know that there was a lot of obstacles in making this film, and I know that even you felt threatened at times doing this film. Mm-hmm. Isn't that correct, you and some of the other people working on the film?
That's correct. There was more covert threats. Nothing really, you know, we weren't approached at gunpoint or anything of that nature. And to be honest with you, we weren't naive. We weren't cavalier. Or we, you know, we didn't have our head in the clouds, you realize that this was, you know, we weren't going to be in any danger. We did have a lot of covert threats, either by email or, you know, for instance, and I think I may have told you this before, I was, you know, I had a, you have to have a full-time job to fund your passion and the film. There was no money coming in on the film, obviously, it wasn't even finished during that 8.5 years. So I had a couple of full-time jobs in Oklahoma City, and I sat down, and I was perfectly frank, very honest with my bosses, and I said, look, this is the project that I'm working on as a filmmaker. I understand the context of why I'm at this job. My passion is a film, and I want you to know ahead of time that it's not an easy subject to deal with. Well, much to their credit, they stood up for me when they had, either by letter or by phone call, and in fact, one of them had a visit to ask that I get fired. And it's like, wow, that's completely over the top. And my boss just stood up for me and said, no, and not only is he not going to get fired, there's no grounds to, and he's, you know, he's a great worker, and I was very honored. But that's the type of threats that, you know, a lot of us had received in various forms, because they knew they couldn't come after us legally because they didn't have a leg to stand on. They, meaning the powers that be, the political movers and shakers in Oklahoma City and even, you know, throughout the state that did not want this film to come out under any circumstance. But absolutely. And they, you know, they succeeded with some of the guys. We had some PA, I believe, that was on there, that protection assistant. He said, look, I just can't take this anymore. But luckily that was at a minimum. But I would tell you this, Mary Ellen, and your listeners, I know, you know, whether it be of the Christian faith or whatever faith they belong to, if you do good, good will come back to you tenfold. And I lost count after the fifth or sixth time of things that were just absolutely incredible. People showing up, helping us, whether it be financial or the hardware, the software we need on the computers or the camera equipment or you know, funding, whatever the case. So we knew that we were on the right track because it consistently happened at least once or twice a month that just when we thought we were at the end of the trail, boom, we had a resource to continue on. So that was some type of divine intervention helping us. And that's what really helped carry us through on this.
Well, there's some pretty big names that appear in this film of very credible people, including some of the family members of survivors and that sort of thing. And we're going to be going to break here in just a few seconds. But when we come back from the break, I'd love for you to speak to, you know, the inside job aspect of this, the prior warning and the thing that fascinates me the most. The two things are Timothy McVeigh and his possible CIA connections and also the fact that there were other bombs pre-planted in the building. And those two things.
Yeah, right. That's not even up for debate anymore. You're right. Okay.
Yep. So we are going to break and just about a 5-minute break. And we'll talk more about that afterwards. Chris Emery with Free Mind Films.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're here with Chris Emery talking about the film A Noble Lie and the fact that we're coming up on the 23rd anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, April 19th, 1995. And Chris, you were talking about some of the obstacles and some of the weird things that were happening, but I would like to talk a little bit about some of the things in the film and some of the things that actually happened. And I do know that when the film was made, you decided to not do a lot of speculation. You wanted to just do things that were, that you knew to be the truth and that were researched and vetted, et cetera.
correct. That's correct. If I may, let's back up a second and
Sure.
the full title to the film and the website. It's Anobali, Oklahoma City, 1995. And oddly enough, the film, and the reason I correct that is the film Anobali was produced by Richard Grove, who I was actually interviewed in our second film, State of Mind, Psychology of Control, and he helped co-write the script. And I remember when our first film came out that I kept asking YouTube to take down his film inadvertently, and then we realized who he was. So it was just kind of an odd cross of paths, and ended up striking a very good friendship with him. Anyway, so the website is freemindfilms.com, and then on the desktop, there's just films. So you just drop down the menu and click on the films. It'll give you access to all three, including Anobali, Oklahoma City, 1995, multi-award-winning documentary, and you can order it on Vimeo. And we've got a nice feather in our cap, too. For those that may have Amazon Prime, you are welcome to download from there, too. We just were posted on there about 3 weeks ago, and it's not an easy feat from what our distributor in L.A. was telling us. So, anyway,
well, right, but the great thing is you can put in Free Mind Films into Amazon mm-hmm. Prime, or you can put each film by its individual name, and you'll get access that way. And it's really cool. I've used Amazon Prime for that, and it is a great platform or Vimeo. I mean, mm-hmm. either one is fine for people that haven't joined Amazon Prime. So thank
right.
you for that.
Vimeo is the Cadillac version of YouTube. All right, so go ahead. You had a question?
Yeah, no, I want to talk a little bit about the two things that have always fascinated me was Timothy McVeigh's possible CIA connections and also the
okay.
fact that there were other bombs in the building, both undetonated and ones that were able to rip apart those columns. And,
yes.
you know, just so we can get to that, I wanted to make sure those were two things we got to because those things have always fascinated me.
Well, there's good. We'll cover the first one. Timothy McVeigh even wrote to his sister, and we found documentation, defense counsel documents. Stephen Jones was very, very kind enough to give us full and unfettered access to 141 boxes of legal documents that currently stored in a safe repository at the University of Texas in Austin. That's where he had gone to law school, Stephen Jones being the lead senior counsel for McVeigh's defense team. And I had met with him at his office in October 2003. It's about 10 months after I moved to Oklahoma City. And he was amazing. That is an interview and a meeting that I will never forget. Again, expecting to stay there about a little over an hour and walked out 3.5 hours later. I was just in awe of what he offered to help us with. Anyway, those documents, we found out that he was a sharpshooter in the Army and served on General Schwarzkopf. He was the supreme Allied commander of the Allied forces in the first Gulf War. McVeigh was on his security detail. Well, he was one of the two top 50 cal gunners in the security detail. Well, you don't get that by being a slouch. You have to be excellent, you know, in your work. And with that expertise, we found out later that, yes, he was working for the CIA. He had wrote his sister and said, look, I smuggle drugs and he's an assassin. It was just another day at the office for him. See, I'm not saying what he did was correct. I don't approve of it or I don't condone that, but he was very good at what he did. And, prosecution didn't want that coming out. And that's another story for another conversation. Merrick Garland was the senior, U.S. prosecutor at the time. Now he was nominated for U.S. Supreme Court 2.5 years ago, I believe, by Barack Obama. It would have been absolutely abhorrent to see him on the Supreme Court, knowing what he did with this case and how he methodically and conscientiously and without malice covered the case up with his legal team. So anyway, that's the CIA aspect. And then the unexploded ordnance. What we found out, there were 23 devices in the building. 23. Not one, not two, not 10, but 23. Three of them went off. And that was concurred, and we met with General Parton, a retired U.S. Air Force general, one-star general. He worked in the Pentagon Armament Lab for, I believe, just a little over 18 years, had billions of dollars at his disposal with his team at the Pentagon. They designed ordnance for the U.S. Air Force and the U.S. Navy. And he said that, yeah, that's the damage, the blast pattern, In fact, I met with him. It was about 3 weeks before I met with Stephen Jones. I flew out to General Parton's house, met with him in Alexandria, Virginia, stayed overnight, went to dinner with him at Fort Belvoir at the Officers Club. We had a nice conversation, and we got back after that. His wife had gone to bed, and we sat up till 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was like sitting across the table from Einstein, and I'm not being trite about this. This guy was absolutely brilliant. My rudimentary understanding of engineering, going to engineering school for 2 years in Wisconsin, I was in awe. I understand the basic stuff what he was saying, but it took me another week to digest all of the formulas and all of the dictation that he wrote down on this legal pad, 4 pages worth. And I still have it in the archives. I said, wow, that's like rare documents there. He explained that because of the blast pattern, where the debris was found within minutes after the bombing, we're talking a block and a half to 2 blocks north of the building. Well, you have the alleged blast coming in from in the north, into, you know, facing south. It made no sense, which means that there was ordnance in the building. And sources within the Oklahoma County Bomb Squad, Sheriff's Department, told us even after the film was released. I said, yeah, this is what we saw. And there were CIA agents down on the crime scene, as well as ATF and FBI, just taking a breather from what the complete mayhem down there. And he overheard the conversation. He said, yeah, there was C4 and they saw cordite and just all kind of. It was the worst cocktail you could ever think of as far as ordnance to take a building apart. That's what was in Oklahoma City that morning. And these guys literally got their rear end kicked, and they were just trying to figure out what was up and what was down. They couldn't figure out what the hell happened. That's how bad it was.
So it was 23 devices plus the Ryder truck, plus then you had people like Jane Graham. That was it her that saw someone a few days or before
sure.
that were putting the plastic explosives down in the basement? Or I'm trying to remember what.
It was their blueprints, and they had wiring and what it appeared to be the gray putty.
Gray putty.
The cordite and the C4 that's extremely volatile. When you put an electric fuse through that, it'll tear anything up. It's infinitely more powerful than dynamite. And with the individual that she saw, of all of the photos and other corroborating witness statements, we determined was Andreas Strassmeyer, who was there working on behalf of the United States government.
Well, I want to definitely talk about Mr. Strassmeyer, but Chris, we're going to be heading to break, and then we've got that little piece at the top of the hour that we'll sit through. So we'll see you back around 5 or 6 minutes after the hour, if that's okay with you.
No, doing a great job, Mary Ellen. Yeah, I look forward to coming back.
Yeah, well, so are you.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.